You tonight, blessings and praise the Lord to each of you tonight. It is a great, great, great honor to be with you once more and again for another edition of our prophetic prayer partnership. This is the time where we come in to intercede, we come in to pray, we come in to earnestly seek the mind of God, the will of God, the word of God. For his word becomes light to us. And it also becomes life to us. So as we seek him, we shall find him. As we knock, the door in which he has set before us shall be open. And I want you to know that if we ask him, it will be given unto us. We are continuing to grow in the faith. And as a result of growing in the faith individually, we are finding that even our community of faith is yet growing strong. We are grateful to the Lord for how we are able to persist, how we are able to continue through storm and through peril. Well, that leads me into tonight's impartation. You know, when you start talking about moving in faith, moving in the path in which God has ordained and chosen for your life, that comes at a great price. Most people don't like to talk about the price or the expenses of moving in the things of God. But they can be quite exhilarating. Not only exhilarating, but it can also be exhausting. Isn't that amazing that the very thing that excites you can also exhaust you? A lot of the times we're moving so much in the momentum of faith and the momentum of the success that faith is acquiring for us. It's so much of an adventure that we fail to acknowledge our periods and our points of exhaustion. When exhaustion is compiled, it can literally feel like defeat. Here, it begins to misdiagnose your season. So we start finding worn out warriors. People who are anointed to fight, anointed to win, have been given the victory, and God has considered them greatly. But because of overexhaustion, because of exerting so much energy, so much mental capacity, you really cannot even find the strength to celebrate your victories. In fact, your victories start feeling like defeat. Maybe perhaps you know what I'm talking about. Maybe perhaps you have experienced that. Maybe perhaps you are experiencing that right now. And it causes you to misdiagnose where you are. And what I mean by misdiagnosing, we can often really think that we are in a worser state than we actually are in, seeing ourselves as lesser than we actually are. We're moving in greater, we're moving in tremendous and at a tremendous velocity and a tremendous momentum. We've got a great wind that is thrusting us from behind, and we are going forward full speed ahead. Many of you are pursuing education, you're raising families, you are surviving and thriving within your households, you are making it work, you are putting things together that seemingly at one time was falling apart. It just looks like you have really been having win after win. Then why is it that after all of this winning, you still feel the wind knocked out of you? It is because of exhaustion. It is the exhaustion that comes with pursuing through faith. Yet doing faith exhausts you. Why? Because when the spirit is willing, the flesh is weak. See, the spirit of God within you is what's thrusting you forward in faith, but your flesh at every point, at every decision, is arguing with your spirit, arguing vehemently. I mean, really arguing with your spirit, telling you, this is not for us. We should not go now. We should not do this. We should not go forward. We should not pursue. Your flesh is constantly arguing. You're in a complete tug of war mentally, a complete tug of war emotionally, a complete tug of war spiritually. It feels like you're in a fight. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been at the point of exhaustion that you cannot even comprehend or articulate what it is you're actually going through? Those periods of feeling tired when you have gotten plenty of sleep. I'm excited, yes, but I'm also exhausted. I've got a momentum, but I'm also mentally drained. And so while it is that God is calling us to greater, we need to know what it means to really rise to the faith, because rising to the faith means at many junctures, you're going to have to rise against your own exhaustion. I'm telling you, exhaustion will have you ready to wave the white flag and tell yourself, it's over, I quit. Let somebody else have it. Let somebody else do it. I could do without this. You see, it is always easier for us to find that retreat or that retire when it comes down to it becoming just so difficult and so challenging and so hard. But I want to share with you tonight that regardless of what it is that you have been experiencing in your exhaustion or as a result of your exhaustion, the hand of the Lord has really been with you. And I know that your lens cannot seem to glance clearly right now at how powerful this season has been for you, how resilient you have actually been, how much you have been able to bounce back and maintain and pursue and keep things together. I know you can't really see it right now, but I want to share with you tonight that you've been winning. You've been winning. And can I tell you, you will continue to win. This is about rising to the faith beyond your own personal exhaustion, beyond your own personal depletion, behind and beyond your own personal resolve. I want to share with you that you are not done. You are not done. You are not finished by far. You are not losing. You have not lost momentum. You have not lost ambition. You have not lost vision. You have not lost time. You are not losing resources. The hand of the Lord is still on you. In fact, it is on you in a greater capacity than where you first remembered. I want you to know you are in a better place today than you have been in a very long time. And it is only your exhaustion that refuses to see it. Mentally drained, mentally depleted, keeping the family together, working endlessly to make sure things are aligned and properly in its place. I know it's been tough. I know it's been challenging, but you still must rise. You must rise to the faith and don't let your exhaustion, listen at this, present to you a problem that does not exist. It does not exist. You are in a great place. You are in a great space. You are walking in the victory of the Lord. The strength of the Lord undergirds you. His hand is still upon you, and his plan is still in motion as it pertains to you. You know, every now and again, we get hit with the unexpected. We get impacted by things we just did not anticipate. We didn't calculate. We didn't plan for it. And so, because it's not on the schedule, when it occurs, it seems to take us and catch us completely off guard, throwing us way off of our course. I want to share with you that there are so many, even in the scriptures, who had to overcome this time of fatigue, this time of exhaustion. They had to recover from it, they had to bounce back from it. Because it's not easy doing faith. It's not easy pursuing success. It is not easy going after the things that God promised you you could have. It is not easy obtaining. It's not easy sustaining. It's not easy maintaining. It's just not easy. And so the truth of the matter is that that's where many of us are walking around with this heaviness. Walking around, living day by day with a heaviness that is only a smokescreen to prevent you from continuing. You must continue. And in your continuance, there must be a rising, rising to the occasion of faith. There are more victories for you to win. There are more bouts for you to contend in. There are more ventures for you to champion. There is so much more in front of you, so much more in store for you. So let not your heart be troubled. Are you with me tonight? Let not your heart be troubled, but not only let not your heart be troubled, but be revived. Be revived, be rejuvenated, be strengthened again. I want you to understand that this next hour for you, this next hour for you will be even greater than the hours you have lived through afore this time. God is speaking to us tonight. God is conditioning us tonight. He is putting us in our proper place and in our appropriate places, and we are seeing the hand of God at work. Your exhaustion has only been a smokescreen. It's only been an illusion. It's only been a distraction to keep you from seeing the goodness of the Lord evident in your life. He is visible. He is very much there. Elijah sat up under the juniper tree, and you've heard me talk about it, and I know you've heard others talk about it. You even perhaps have spoken of it before yourself. Sat up under the juniper tree and requested death when all he was seeing was success. There is not one time that his words fell short. There's not one time that his words fell to the ground. There's not one time that what he spoke, God did not bring to pass. He is in a place of victory, but because of exhaustion, he is in a place of death. That's truth. That's truth. It is David also that when they come and they return back to Ziklag and they return back to the place where they had made camp and they find that their wives and their children had been taken and had been and the city had been left in ruin. Scripture said that the men rose up and mourned, but after they mourned, they spake of stoning David. David was in great distress. He had not lost. Are you listening to me? He was not defeated. It was just stress. It was exhaustion. And as a result of this exhaustion, you have a murder plot on the hand. You have depression on the hand. You have stress on the hand. Sisters and brothers, these emotions are natural to feeling, due to circumstance. Sometimes the circumstances dictate what we feel. But I want to prophesy to you tonight that your recovery is here. You needed this reminder tonight that out of all you have been through and out of all you have done, you have not lost one time. You have always been a champion. You have always been winning, but you're also exhausted because it takes a lot to win. It takes a lot to be triumphant. It takes a lot to be victorious. It takes a lot to succeed. It takes a lot. And out of all that you have done to win, you're now depleted. You're drained of strength, and you feel like you've lost. And you feel like you have no more faith to give. And you feel like you have run out of room, run out of space, run out of capacity. But I want to tell you that that could not be farther from the truth. What did David do? He had to rise. He had to rise. He had to shift and change his garments. He had to change his posture, and he had to rise. David said, "Bring me a change of garments. I don't need to wear these garments that I have now. I need garments of the priesthood. I need to shift my garments so that I can get in prayer. I need to shift my garments so that I can get before my God. And I need God to direct me. I want him to talk to me. I want him to speak to my spirit, speak to my heart." And as he begins to pray and ask God what he should do, God tells him, pursue. He doesn't tell him to give up. He doesn't tell him to walk away. He doesn't tell him to resolve, to close, to resign. He doesn't tell him to run the other way. No, he tells him, pursue. He's telling him, rise to the faith, rise to the occasion. Put on your strength. My God, he tells Elijah the same thing. Elijah, you get your rest, son, because the journey in front of you is great. There is something that is still in front of you. I want you to declare that with me tonight. There's more in front of me. I want you to declare that right now out of your spirit. I want you to say it until there's a conviction that hits your soul. Those of you that are on the Zoom platform, those of you that are on the conference line, come on, declare it with me as strongly as you can. There is more in front of me. You have so much more in front of you. It's not over. It is not done. This battle, this fight, this warfare that you seemingly are in currently is a smoke screen. It is only to delay you. It is only to prevent you from going beyond this point and going beyond this moment. You don't need 20 confirmations. You don't need 5,000 prophets. You don't need another conference to validate and to affirm you. You need to understand that this fight against you has been intentional. It has been intentional because, watch this, not because of the enemy. It's not because of the enemy. It's because it is a natural reaction to faith. Your body is working against your spirit. Listen at me. Your mind is working against your spirit. Your mind is saying no more. Your body is saying not another thing, not another project, not another pursuit. But your spirit is saying we're not done. We got more to do. We are victorious. We are more than conquerors. And that's what you're contending with. That's where the exhaustion is coming from. It's not the kids, although it may seem like it is. It's not the job, although it may appear like it is. The truth of the matter is there is nothing externally that has ever been put in your path that you've not been able to strategically find a way to conquer and master it. You are a master at what you do. The challenge is that within you, there is a war. There is a war within your members. There is a war within your personal existence, and you're just tired, tired of being the strategist, tired of being the solution, tired of being the problem solver, tired. You're worn out, but I want to share with you that this being worn out is not unnatural. It is a natural reaction, listen at this, to being the called of God. Did you think you were going to have an anointing upon your life and not be depleted and not feel worn out and not feel exhausted? It comes with the territory, but as it comes, you rise. As it fights, you rise. As it overwhelms, you rise. David said, "Hear my heart. Hear my heart's cry, O God. Hear my cry. Hear my cry and attend unto my groan. I'm here. I am your servant. I'm doing your will. But my heart is crying out. My soul is crying out." He says, "Attend to my groan. From the ends of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to that rock that is higher than I." Are you understanding what I'm telling you? He's saying, I know what it is to be called. What it is to be called places a target upon you. It places it not just for the external enemy, but it places a target upon you for the internal enemy. And I'm telling you that despite the target that has been upon you, get to the rock that is higher so that he can pull you up and strengthen you, pull you up and regenerate you, pull you up and restore you. Your soul is in need of restoration. Rise, my sister. Rise, my brother. Rise, child of God. Rise into the anointing that God has placed upon your life. You are too gifted. You are too amazing. You are too outstanding to allow yourself to be defeated. You are not defeated. The hand of the Lord is upon you, and every step you take, every move you make, every decision you make, every investment you make, every time you put one foot in front of the other, you will see the hand of the Lord with you. Lo, I will be with you always, even unto the ends of the earth. Exhaustion will come. When you exert, you will exhaust, and exhaustion will come. It will seem like you are overwhelmed. It will seem like you are tired and ready to even retire. But I share with you, they that wait upon the Lord, he renews their strength. You will mount up with wings as eagles. You will run and not be weary. You will walk and not faint. I want you to declare this over yourself tonight. I'm not falling apart. I want you to declare that over yourself. I'm not falling apart. I know you felt like it. I know you thought you were. I know it seemed as if and it appeared as if you were, but you're not falling apart. You are being prepared for something greater. Your mind is being prepared for a new vision. Your heart is being prepared to pursue at a greater velocity, a greater speed, a greater momentum. The Lord is establishing your steps. He is, your steps have been ordered. Oh my God, I feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit tonight. Come up, come up, come up, come up, come up out of that depressed place, out of that low place. Come up out of that defeated place. You are not supposed to be there. You don't belong there. You're too much of a champion to be in the loser's circle. You're too much of a winner to ever concede. The plan of the Lord is still in motion as it pertains to your life. Greatness is up ahead for you. I want to share with you, there's no losing where it comes to you. You've been winning this whole time. Just look back over your life. I mean, really stop yourself from the tantrum and just look back over your life and see all of the things that were designed to destroy you. And here you are, still here, still in your right mind. And not only that, not only are you still here, but guess what? You, my sister, you, my brother, you're not even where you first began. You have progressed so much. You have come so far. You have achieved so much. There is so much victory underneath your belt. Oh, hear me. This is outstanding for you. The plan of God has been outstandingly visible in your life. It's not over for you. You're not done by far. God is with you. Dry those tears. I know those tears will come. I'm going to pray with you in a moment, but I'm talking to at least 70 people right now. I'm talking to at least 70 people right now, and I want you to hear me. Hear me so clearly. I know the tears will come. They will. They will. They will. They will. Sometimes you can get so tired that you just start crying. And it seems like you're just hurting. You're hurting. You're hurting. You're hurting. You see so much betrayal. You see so many things, and so many things begin to transpire and happen. And it just seems like things are falling apart, but they're not. They're not. This comes with the territory of winning. Can I tell you? That's what makes this so powerful. All of the things that we experience negatively come with the territory of winning. Oh my goodness. Sometimes in winning, there is losing. Sometimes in winning, there is losing. Do you think that everything is going to be great because you're winning? It can't, because the expectation was that you lose. The expectation was that you are destroyed. The expectation was that you are eliminated. And because you have disappointed that expectation, you cannot expect that your win is going to be accepted by all. So you've got to be willing to take on all that comes with the win, not just the spoils. Not just the spoil. Sometimes, yes, there's great spoil. There's great spoil in the wind, sure. But there's also great burden in it. There's also great distance in it. And so you've got to take it all on. This is something that I've been sitting with all day, sisters and brothers. I've been sitting with it all day, just reflecting and evaluating and even re-evaluating and just trying to configure. And the Lord spoke to me and said, "Son, get on there and tell the people this goes with the territory of winning. Tell them that they're not losing. Tell them like I'm telling you." He says, "You're not losing. You've not been losing. You've been winning, and you've been defending your championship. You have been a champion for some time now. I've not allowed you to fall. I've not allowed you to fail." And with that comes a great burden. With that comes a great pressure. You, sisters and brothers, are just exhausted. But when you wake up from your rest, rise to the faith and pursue more, because there's so much more victory in front of you. Listen, I'm excited to pray with you all tonight. I cannot really even express how grateful I am to have this time and this space with you on a weekly basis. The Lord meets us in such a tremendous way. Tonight we're going to be praying for you. We're going to be praying for the burden to be lifted. We're going to be praying for the freedom and the strength of God to be your portion. And that's what we're going to be focusing in on tonight. We're going to be focusing in on those of you who have really been feeling heavy, and you think that heaviness is equated to losing. But I want to share with you that heavy is the crown. Heavy is the crown worn by the champion. Heavy is the crown worn by the winner. And I want you to know, heavy is the crown worn by the king, the queen. You that are winning, that's where that heaviness is coming from. It's a burden to keep winning. It's a burden to keep winning. It's a burden to keep winning. But every time you get the chance, rise to the occasion, rise to the faith, and keep winning. We've got some praise reports. This first one comes from Justin Mack. Justin Mack, he says, "Blessings, Bishop Nixon. My grandfather had a successful surgery, and by the grace of God, he is home, and he was in church on yesterday morning." We praise the Lord for you, Justin. Thank God for God continuously healing your family. We're so grateful to the Lord. Also, this next praise report comes from Rosalinda Archbold. She says, "Good afternoon, Bishop. This is my update. I did the last spinal injection 2 weeks ago. Just letting you know, the doctor removed the wheelchair. No more wheelchair. I'll be using the walker. I'm so happy, and I thank you for your prayers. See you soon, and I thank God for you." Well, thank you so much, Rosalinda, and we are so looking forward to seeing you soon. And not only that, we're looking so forward to the day when the walker won't even be needed. We thank God for complete restoration and healing. God bless you. These prayer requests come tonight, and want to thank those of you who have submitted, from Shalissa Watson, Patricia Hill, Andre Hill, Denise Bryant Brooks, Shanika Muniz, Arletha Bullard Amparado, Deborah Johnson, Lorraine Williams, Robert and Tara Sorrells, Mary Silva, Shaquana Johnson, Nicole Carter, Patsy Rizzo, Johnny Stafford, Radonia Johnson, Michelle Tarua, Justin Mack, Carolyn Cymru, Jennifer Denton, Ioana T. Johnson, Betty Morrison, Chanel Locke, Celeste Mims, Celeste Johnson, Rosalinda Archbold, Jaina Thompson, Ashley Grant, Elaine Witherspoon, Barbara Hairston, Janet Durbin, Antoinette Freeman, Martin Merced, Benjamin Payton, Ruth Aileen, Krista Myrie, and Verna Simmons. We are praying, praying, praying. We are thanking God for all that He has done and what He will do continuously for you all. Let's look to the Lord tonight in prayer. Gracious and holy God, our Father, we honor you. We honor and we praise you. We lift your name. Oh God, thou art worthy. Thou art holy. Thou art awesome. Thou art excellent. You are our God. There is no one like you. There was no one that ever can compare. We worship your name. We bless your name. You are holy. You are the sacred one. You are the one that we deem to be the Lord of all, the King of Kings. We pay obeisance. We are paying homage to you. We bow down before you. You said in your word that every knee would bow and tongue confess that you are Lord. We are already there. We are already declaring that you are Lord of all. You are all that we need. You are all that we could ever desire. You are all that we could ever hope for. We bless and honor your holy name. We thank you for your goodness toward us, for your mercy toward us. We thank thank you for your ever mindfulness toward us. Your heart continues to be toward us. Your will continues to be toward us. Father, we thank you tonight for opening our eyes. Thank you for opening up our understanding, helping us to understand what it is that we are feeling, being able to articulate and comprehend the very moment we are standing in. Father, that we are experiencing some levels of exhaustion and some levels of depletion. We thank you that tonight, oh God, you are here. You are here to undergird us. You are here to uphold us. You are here to remind us of who we are and remind us that your hand is upon us and that the call of your very divine presence is upon our lives. We thank you, oh God, that you have not given us over to our exhaustion, that you have not allowed us, oh God, to fall into a slump or even a slumber while during in this time of exhaustion and depletion. But God, you have come to give us strength. You have come to renew us. You have come to revitalize us and to restore us. Thank you for revival. Revive and resuscitate your people tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus. I thank you, Father. I thank you for divine wisdom. I thank you for a divine touch. I thank you for the knowledge that you bestow upon your people. You have stretched out your hand, and as a result of your hand being stretched out over us, we have direction. We have understanding. You have given us an understanding of the times. You have caused us to be calculated in our movements and calculated in our steps. This entire time, you have increased our capacity that we would be able to maintain, to uphold, to pursue, to gain, to possess, to acquire. You have been the force and the strength behind every last one of our movements. When we didn't know what to do, which way to turn, when we didn't know how, and we didn't know why, and we didn't even know when, Father, you were right there. You provided for us all that we needed at every point, at every turn. You have been right there. Your arm, your holy arm, has been right there through sicknesses and through losses and through grief and through all of the things that we have been through. My God, enough to tear in anyone asunder, yet here we are. We are whole and we are entire. We are clothed and we are in our right minds. And for that, we want to say thank you. Oh God, you've been right there. We do not take your presence for granted. We do not take your intervention for granted. Thank you for standing for us. Thank you for standing for us. Thank you for standing before us, that there is no dart, there is no arrow that have been able to penetrate and get to us, because you have been our wall of defense. You have been the one that have kept back the hellhounds. You have been the one that have kept back all kinds of attacks and assault. Oh God, you are our leaning post. You're our place of refuge. You're the place where we find safety, and we want to say thank you. Father, I pray that you begin to lift people from place of burden. Lift your people from place of heaviness. My God, they have been so depleted, oh God, so tired, so exhausted, that they have even misdiagnosed and misinterpreted their current season. Oh God, pull your people up and give them new strength. Revitalize people in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Help them to know that your hand is yet upon them. Help them to see their status as your children, their status as your champions. You have placed an anointing upon us like you did Samson, and like you did David, and like you did Elijah, and like you did Esther, and like you did Ruth. You've placed an anointing upon us like you did Deborah, Deborah, like you did Joshua, like you did Moses. Oh, and we want to say thank you for it. We accept the challenge again to rise. Father, we know that when we're lacking in strength, you'll make up the difference. You'll place an anointing upon us, oh God, to give us clarity of thought. You'll give us the ability to think clearly. Clearly, through times of distress and time of great, oh God, turmoil, you'll give us every answer we need. You house every answer. You're the one that we can lean upon, depend upon, trust, and obey. Father, I pray tonight, I pray that you lift that heaviness, lift that heaviness that is weighing down on your people, that causes them to feel like they're falling apart throughout their day and week. God, let your spirit make alive again. I pray against now every premature closures. I pray that you will give us the vitality, my God, to stand amidst the warfare. I thank you, oh God, that power is being pressed into the lives of your people. Power, power, power. We thank you for power. Thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost. The power of the Holy Spirit that rests down in our bellies. The power of the Holy Spirit that rests in our minds. The power of the Holy Spirit at work in our words. Thank you for power. Thank you for power. You've given us power. And we honor you for it. And we praise you for it. We pray now tonight, oh God. We pray tonight that you gird us up. Gird up our shoulders. Gird up our shoulders. That we will be able to bear the burden of victory, that we would be able to bear the burden, oh God, of winning. We give you glory that no pressure has the power to break us. No pressure has the power to destroy us. You've given us your word, and your word is life. Your word is a guarantee. Thank you for the fulfillment of your word. Thank you for the fulfillment of your word. Oh God, intervene, intervene, and intercept. Intercept every dark thought. Intercept every final resolve that goes against your will and plan. Work your word in our lives. And we're going to bless you. We're going to give you glory. Thank you, oh God, that even as we rest at night, as we rest tonight, that your strength is being made perfect amidst our weakness. Oh, we're going to rise in the morning with a newfound determination, a newfound strength. Thank you for new patterns and new formulas and new formats and new downloads. Oh, another level of wisdom, another level of strategy, another level of blueprint. Father, work it, work it, work it, work it, work it how you want to work it. We thank you that we'll be able to maintain our households and care for our children. Thank you that we'll be able to provide. Thank you that there'll be no lack. Thank you that there'll be roofs over our head. Oh, we bless you. Thank you for stretching us in this season. Thank you for stretching us beyond, beyond, beyond our current capacity. Thank you for making a way out of no way. Thank you for showing us the way. My God, you've lit up the way. And we honor you, Nana. We honor you tonight. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Thou art worthy. Thou art holy. Thou art awesome. Thou art excellent. And we thank you that the oppressor cannot oppress. My God, he cannot suppress and he cannot depress. We declare freedom from the hand of the oppressor. Whatever area of the oppressor is at work. We declare freedom from the power of the oppressor. Oh, the adversary is a lying wonder. He's rendered powerless tonight. Our joy is coming back. Our joy shall be full and complete. Our peace is coming back. Oh, the power of your presence. Let it be visible. Let it be apparent. Let it be evident where we live. Let it be evident where we work. Oh, put your angels on alert. Stand up the guards. My God, let the watch guards take their posts once again. And we thank you because you're at work. And we thank you because we're winning. And we thank you because we're healed. And we thank you because we're restored. And we give you glory tonight. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. We say forever. It is forever and ever. We say yes, Lord. We say yes, Lord. We submit to it. Yes, Lord. We submit to it. Oh, we acquiesce to your will. My God, we humble ourselves before you. Ah, thank you, thank you, thank you. And we will give you glory, honor, and praise. We will bless you forever in Jesus' name. We say thank God and we say, man, saints of God, come on. And let's lift up the Lord. Let's lift him up. Let's bless him. Oh, bless his name. Bless his name. Bless his name. Come on, saints. Praise him tonight. Praise him tonight. Praise him. We're praising him through the pain. We're praising him through the storm. We're praising him amidst all because we know he's going to complete his work. He's going to complete his work. He's going to do his work with, through, for, and upon us. And it is so by Jesus's name. Praise God tonight. Praise God tonight. Praise God tonight. Oh, what a wonderful God we serve. I'm telling you what a mighty and awesome God we serve. Saints of God, we are blessed tonight. You are blessed tonight. Listen, remember, it gets heavy, but it goes with the territory of winning. Losers are not the only ones heavy. Mm-mm. Winners too become heavy. The crown is heavy upon the head. Oh, what a pressure it is to be a champion. That is the depletion you've been experiencing. You have been winning. The Lord has been with you. The Lord has been fighting alongside you. He has been going before you. He's been making the crooked places straight. How do you think you've survived all of this time? It's been the Lord. It's been the Lord who's been on your side. I want you to be encouraged, and I want you to now see this from a different perspective and take a new position, a newfound positioning in your life. Posture yourself differently. Get rid of the tantrum and understand that whatever pressures you are experiencing, they come with the territory of winning. You are going through something that is natural. Yeah, it's a natural reaction to triumph. It's a natural reaction to victory. And now all you've got to do is rest up. Rest up, because there are more victories ahead. The journey in front of you is greater. I'm excited about your future. I'm going to get off of here because I still feel the prayer wheel of my soul turning. So I'm going to go and continue my time of prayer upon the altar. I want to agree with you tonight that your week is going to be blessed. It's going to be very different. It's going to be very illuminating and very powerful for you. I want you to know that you have the power of God evident upon your life. He's with you. And you're going to see his hand at work. Just remember, You are not on the side of losing. You are not on the side of being defeated. You are still a winner. Have an amazing week. Have a tremendous week. Join us in prayer every morning at 7 a.m. You can also join us within our portal, our ministry portal, and we'll be teaching this week as well. The power of God is present. Listen, saints of God, have an amazing night. Good night, everybody. God bless you all.